Welcome to the Jade Maddie Crevo podcast. Maddie, you're a little bit flustered today.
Do you know what? I'm just so fucking over this week.
You're a bit tired, hey?
Oh, it's so, at time of recording, 12:32, but what a bitch of a day it's been at the office. Just exhausting.
Very busy.
One of those busy, exhausting, annoying days. Meetings all around. It's like,
Everything's happening.
I have the weekend off, though. Which is good.
Thank God.
Which is good. I think I might take another bottle of wine today.
Yeah?
Mmm.
Red? Oh, there's only red left.
Only red left, but that's okay, you know. Two glasses in, all good. All good.
Red is very relaxing, isn't it?
It really is. Do you know what? There's nothing better than going home to my balcony, pouring the red, having a couple of cigs, don't smoke, it's bad, and just relaxing, and then sleeping in. That's the one thing about our job. I love a good sleep in.
Tiring. Mm. Yeah.
God, I'm low energy today.
Yeah, you are. You're really. It's
sucked
it
Donald
out of
Trump
you.
Would be giving me a nickname. He likes to call people low energy.
That's true. Hey, you're hosting a cinema event tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Got to host Cinema Under the Stars at King Abel Park in Newcastle. Always a fun time. Lots of people coming out and having a great weekend.
That's right.
Oh, I've got to pep up. Here we go.
Are you feeling better now?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Really funny today on the show. We called Russia. Of course, podcast family. All you guys out there, so many different countries listening to us, which we're very thankful for, but we want to get in touch with you.
Yeah,
so
that's
if
right.
You are listening internationally, at Jade Mattie Crevo on Instagram.
Get in touch because we want to know who there's, like, meet the listeners in other countries. The search continues. Russia was a fun call. The lady from the conference center who we called had no idea what we were on about.
Vega Conference Center in Tolyatti, Russia. Duh.
Never thought I'd ever speak to them.
It's good. It's fun. It's interesting. She likes Lady Gaga. Who knew that they could have their own, you know, musical
into the
taste
music,
in Russia?
That's true.
What's on for your weekend?
Tomorrow I've got friends coming around.
God, you live a social life, entertaining-wise.
I just enjoy it. And yeah, now that the kitchen's done up, like there was a big gap, so I feel like we're making up for a lot of lost time, if you will.
Oh, good.
But I just like having friends around, cooking, chatting, you know, a couple of wines maybe a beer in there as well. Just, you know, I enjoy like the planning, the food and stuff. I think we're going to go like a beef satay this time, which would be good on the barbecue.
Beautiful,
like make them
like
really
skewers.
Crisp. Yeah, yeah, really crisp.
Do you use the metal skewers or the wooden ones?
Bamboo for sure. Mm. No, I don't. The metal one, it's weird. I don't like that touching my teeth like that.
I don't like the taste either.
Mm.
Sometimes the metal skewers give a bad taste. No good.
They must be the cheap ones. But I don't have any because I don't like them. So there's
very
that.
Good. Oh, well.
Fun weekend ahead, really.
Excellent. Well, look, we're all off. Hopefully Jade's back Monday.
Fingers crossed.
Enjoy the podcast. Jeez.
I'm
so cooked today.
Yeah, you look it.
I'm
time
tired.
For a nap.
Time for a nap.
And
all
a
right.
wine.
Bye.
See ya. Right across Newcastle. Do you really want 7 kids?
Yeah, yeah. I want to be the Angelina Jolie of Newcastle.
Jackson Jolie.
I love it.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
3, 2, 1.
All right,
Friday.
How does that feel?
Very good, very good.
Very good, right. Good morning, Hamish. How are you today?
Good morning, guys.
You've
how
got
are
these
you?
Little earbuds in today. What's the go with that?
Yeah.
Modernising.
No, no. I'm actually holding it in a certain position so I can actually hear you. It's tech failure.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
We won't go on to that.
Very good, very good. Jackson, how are you today?
Feeling very energised. I'm so excited for the weekend.
Me too. The Angelina Jolie of Newcastle.
Very I love good. That. Hey, Maddie, exciting for me this week. I got...
Yeah.
Sort of like a new boys toy. It's a reciprocating saw. Now, just to explain that what that is, if you don't know, it's sort of like an aggressive hacksaw. That's
comforting.
Like, no, it's like it's an electric one, so it's like battery powered. It's amazing.
Oh,
it cuts through anything.
Ones. I'm just having a look anything. Now.
I used to sell these when I worked at Mitre 10.
Be a good commission on them because they're not too cheap.
Ah, the boss was a tight ass. No commission.
No commission.
Well, what are you using that on, though?
It's amazing. It cuts through any. I had to cut up some wood straight through the lot. I had like an old keyboard that, like, piano keyboard that I didn't need. It needed to go in the bin. It zzzz straight through the middle, chucked it in the bin. Amazing.
Great YouTube series in this.
Yeah.
Like, you cutting up random things with your saw.
Let's be honest, you didn't need to cut up the keyboard at all. You just wanted to cut up the keyboard.
100%. It was amazing.
Oh, geez. You know what? You're going to go through the blades really quickly. I used to sell so many of those.
Well, great. That means I'm cutting a lot of stuff. if you don't have one, get one. It's the best tool ever.
Oh, very good. Kicking off next, I can't wait for this story, Cebu Pacific.
Yeah, so this is an airline over in the Philippines. I've actually flown with them, and they're a bit, like, quirky. But this one guy has been caught in quite a compromising position on one of their flights. Details next.
Fitting song right now, Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away, live across Newcastle for your Friday with the Novos. Good morning. Kravitz, he'll be in Newcastle next month. This is 105.3 New FM. Cold one this morning, currently 11 degrees at Maitland, mostly sunny day. Head, Crevo.
So there's this airline in the Philippines called Cebu Pacific.
Right.
And I've actually flown on them a couple of times, and they're kind of like a loose airline.
Are they a budget airline?
Definitely budget. Yeah. So, like, they're your Jetstar, but way more relaxed.
Okay.
Right? So
as when you say relaxed, I mean, that could be taken many different ways.
Not from, I don't example. Think from, like, a from like an air safety perspective, but, for example, when you're on there, right?
Yeah.
About halfway through the flight, they all, like, all the air stewards,
yeah,
they all start, like, singing and then do a massive quiz and do prizes like it's a bingo night an RSL.
This is great.
Like, they're kind of loose units in a way. It's pretty funny. Like, every time I've flown with them, and when you win, it's weird prizes, like a cooler bag or something. Like, what am I doing with that?
Are we giving the prize? Are we supplying the prizes here from over?
It's sort of that vibe. Anyway, this guy has been caught on one of their planes. Somebody's taken a photo of them. He's sprawled out across three seats. He's got a face mask, like, around his chin, like one of those, you know, yeah, coronavirus masks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's got his hand shoved down his pants in his privates area, and he's sort of leaning half asleep. No shoes on, one leg, like, sprawled out into the aisle. This guy is just kind of acting in a disgusting
way.
What
a filthy pig.
100%.
And I'm just looking at the picture.
Mm.
You're not in your bed, you grub.
Exactly right.
Also, I have a problem with people that sleep with their hands down their pants. I find it very strange. And I don't know how it happens.
Yeah,
I don't do it. I've never done it. No. Have you?
No, it's not my... That's weird.
Do you sleep with your hands down your pants, Jackson?
No, I do not. I don't have clothes on, so...
Oh, that's right.
I can't sleep with anything in
anyway.
What
about you, Hamish?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
well, not deliberately.
Hey, we all could. We know,
that's
we
when
don't
we're asleep.
Know.
But,
know.
You know, for a bit of civilized behavior in public, can we not have this? Like, this is kind of gross.
Are you okay if there's no other passengers next to you to do that on a long flight?
I'm not putting...
To spread out?
I'll spread out, but no feet on the seat. This guy's doing that. That's no good.
Mm.
I'll just, like, tuck him down
the
bottom.
I don't know why people get so upset about feet on seats. Honestly.
Really?
People's backsides are on seats.
Yeah, but he's like, you can. It looks like this guy doesn't shower too much, and it's bare feet, and it's a bit gross. Like, I don't know.
Cebu Pacific.
Yeah.
There you go.
Philippines, the loosest airline, I'm telling you.
If you need a cooler bag, book a flight with them.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
Oh, jeez.
It has the same atmosphere as, like, an RSL meat raffle night. Like, it's really weird.
What's that, Jade? You want me to book you a flight?
Not happening. Hey, speaking of Jade, what's in Jade's box next? This is for your chance to win a double pass to Reading Cinemas at Charlestown. I'll give the first clue before I give it a shake.
Okay.
13:10:09 if you want to play. The clue is it can be quite sharp.
It can be quite sharp. Give it a shake.
13:10:09 if you can guess this.
Ooh, okay. Very good.
Quite sharp.
All right, the lines are open. Score yourself those movie tickets. That number again, 13:10:09. And don't forget, after 7 o'clock today, every single caller that gets to air will score themselves a double to the Knights versus Warriors this weekend. Did
awesome.
You like that?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
What's in Jade's box?
Friday edition of What's in Jade's Box, up for grabs, double pass to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. Creva, you've got a box there. You gave away a clue, which was?
It can be quite sharp.
All right, let's hear it. All right, lines are open right now. Taking your calls. Who's first?
Ali, how are you?
Hey, Ali.
Good, thanks.
Happy Friday.
You sound a little bit tired. Did you just wake up?
No.
No? No, just a bit. It's Friday. I get it. I feel your vibe. Now, double pass up for grabs to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. You've heard the first clue.
Yep.
What do you think it is?
A knife.
Not a knife.
I'm going to...
it is?
Pocket knife. Is that good enough? I guess so.
Okay. There you go, Ali.
God, that was too easy, wasn't it?
Very good. All yours. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks,
woman of few words.
I know. But that's what...
Maybe got 5 hours in the whole conversation. all thanks to Reading Cinemas, Charlestown. Up next, though, guys, having a chat, a bit of a right or wrong. There's a whole lot of debate happening on the internet at the moment in regards to this stimulus money that the government's handing out in regards to welfare recipients receiving $750 each. I think it's great. A lot of people out there saying... Hey, what about your everyday Joe that gets up, goes to work every single day?
Your hard-working person, shouldn't they get the cash? That's
exactly.
The question.
Obviously, the whole reasoning behind giving it to people on welfare is that they are more likely to go and spend it straight away and in turn stimulate the economy.
Boost the economy.
Right? So a lot of people turning very nasty online. You know, so I want to get your thoughts on it next. 131009, should unemployed people... be getting the stimulus cash, $750 each.
Or should it just be going to your everyday working people that pay tax every
year? Should they give maybe less money to, you know, it's people that go to work every day, that earn a living. It's an interesting chat. We're going to do it next after the news. It's 6:25 at New FM.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
New
FM.
3, 2, 1.
Go. Guy that works here, right, he loves cruises, like obsessed with them, right?
Next level, isn't it?
Yeah. So he was sending me links to cruises because they're super cheap at the moment last night. They're 53 bucks a night for food, booze, everything. I go, are you serious? Would you go on a cruise knowing that you could possibly get stuck on that boat for an extended period of time? Anyway... in my other online travels last night, I found a link to AirAsia, and they're doing return flights to Asia for about 150 bucks.
That's outrageous.
So cheap. I sent him the link to that. He goes, I'd rather take my chances on a cruise ship in Australia than go to Asia. No good.
Jeez.
It's like who can get coronavirus faster?
I know,
but,
what's
better, a cruise or a flight to Asia? I feel like it would be safer to still go to Asia.
I don't know. I think you're getting corona any way you look at it.
I think you might be right. Poor old Tom Hanks. How awkward is that for him? He's been over at Channel 9 at the Today Show.
Yeah.
Old mate David Campbell that does the Today Extra show?
Yeah.
He's in quarantine now.
Oh, because he's been over there.
Because Tom Hanks
visited. That's what I mean. So does that mean he does the show for via video link now?
Well, I mean, you know, who knows? When you've got your name on a show like that, you probably need to do it.
Hopefully not. What a win for the audience.
I tend to agree with you, to be honest. No wonder nobody watched that show. When him and Sonya Kruger were on it together, what a pairing. No good.
You're not a fan?
No, not a fan. On to more positive things, though, kind of. Right or wrong this morning, 131009, big debates going online. It's getting a little bit nasty, but we want to know your opinion on the $750 stimulus payment to welfare recipients.
Yes, I mean, I feel like it maybe should be going to taxpayers. We pay that money anyway. Give us some back so we can re-spend it.
Question, you get the cash, right, in your bank account.
Yep.
Are you going straight out to buy a big ticket item, or are you popping that on the credit card?
I actually probably put it into renos, I reckon. So that sort of goes back in the economy. Because then those tradies get cash, they're spending it. God, tradies love to buy tools and stuff.
They do. I tend to agree with that. But let us know, 131009, should unemployed people be getting a $750 stimulus
cash? It's not just unemployed people, though. It's I could go into more details
about
this.
We're focusing on unemployed people.
Oh, okay. The purposes of this. Okay,
for this,
sure.
Yes, thank you. Lewis Capaldi, right now, hold me while you wait at 105.3 New FM. Good morning. Lewis Capaldi, hold me while you wait. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM is 6:40. Currently 17 degrees at Nobby's. This morning on 131009, though, we want to know, right or wrong, should unemployed people on benefits be receiving this stimulus? debate going on online at the moment. People are like, hey, you look, obviously the money's being spread out across the economy, small business, welfare recipients, et cetera, but people are focusing on people on Newstart, especially saying, hey, these guys shouldn't be getting the cash because
they're unemployed. It should be going to people that have paid the tax that gets the cash there.
You know what? I totally think that it's absolutely okay that they're getting that cash.
The unemployed?
Yeah.
What about yourself, though? You paid heaps of tax.
Doesn't matter. I get a tax return. I'm not that fussed. I mean, people struggle. That money, $750 to a struggling family, is actually life-changing for them.
Yeah, it was possible. I mean, I
small amount of money in the bigger picture. Like, most people are week's wages.
Yeah, but I want that as well.
Yeah, of course you do, but you've got to share the love sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I can have it. Maybe they can have it too. Anyway, this is the debate.
Well, most people, right, in the middle class here, they get that sort of cash. They're going to pay off a credit card, a loan, a car payment. They're not necessarily going to spend it on things to simulate the economy straight
They'll
away.
Be out to get a new telly. That's what people love to do.
See, well, what the government's saying is that people on Newstart more likely to go and purchase a big ticket item.
Anyway, this is the debate.
Oh, shut me down. Shut me down.
Well, it's
Screw you. Michelle, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. What are your thoughts on this? Should people on Newstart be getting this cash money?
Well, I don't have a problem with the people on Newstart getting it. I think it should have been more based on tax returns, because even people on the Newstart or anything, those that are struggling, they all have to finish a tax return to prove that they have low income. The thing that gets me, though, is that Kiwis are cut off straight away. No Kiwi in this country now that has come over since, I think, 2000 and something or other, 2001 or whatever, can get any sort of benefit. So I'm a Kiwi.
Yeah.
I've got my son here who's a casual and my daughter's part-time. They're struggling and they won't get anything because they don't get any sort of handout whatsoever, yet they pay taxes.
Are you a citizen now?
No. We've got to earn that $55,000 for 5 years in a row. Well, unfortunately, my husband had an accident and he was off work for 20-odd weeks, which dropped our income back
to 1 year. Is that really a prerequisite to becoming a citizen, that you need to earn $55,000 for 5 years in a row? Wow.
Yeah.
That must be hard. It's not that easy to just make that happen, you know?
That's right. I mean, is it the same rule for Aussies over there?
No, they can get straight on things straight away.
What did you think when Jacinda Ardern was putting ScoMo on the roast the other day? Did you get a chuckle out of that? Clearly you did.
Sure.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks for your call. Blue, how are you this morning?
Good, mate. How you
going? Yeah, really good. What do you reckon? Hard-working Aussies to get the cash or Newstart allowance?
Mate, I reckon the hard-working Aussies, mate. I'm just in my work unit at the moment on the way to work. And, mate, an extra $750 would go the way, I reckon.
If it dropped into your account tomorrow, what are you doing with it?
Oh, the loading, mate, buddy. I don't know.
Big night, Blue.
Yeah, we'd have to have a few beers, but we'll
put
them away for the family, obviously.
Yeah, of course. I like that. A couple of beers and a little holiday, that's what we need.
That's it. Good stuff. Thanks, Blue. Last call, Joe. Good morning.
How you going?
Hey, doing good. Thoughts and feelings on this? Should people on Newstart be getting the money?
No, I don't believe so.
Right. Why do you think not?
I agree with Prevo that it should go back to the taxpayers, but also too that if they're going to give it to people on welfare, like the people in Newstart, that they should, you know, people should either have to, like, for want of a better word, prove where they want to put the money to, and maybe go and buy vouchers or gift cards for those things so they can guarantee that it's going to go to that area rather than give them the money and expect them to go and put it back into the community.
Yeah.
The voucher system has its merit for sure, but then again...
Yeah, definitely.
Like, cash is always best.
The problem with vouchers is, right, though, you're really funneling the money back through only a few companies.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, you know, you get Woolies. Woolies have, like, 10, bloody 15
rich.
Businesses.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there's a problem in that as well. I think, like the government said, most people, common sense, you're a low-income earner on welfare, you're going to go and buy a TV or a new phone or, you know, a laptop, something like that. And I think, you know what, give them something. It's hard work when you're unemployed.
Well,
Well,
probably wrong choice of words there, but you know, it can be very hard. My mum, she's in her 50s, right? All she does is try and get jobs, but it's so discriminatory out there towards people that, you know, haven't had that many skills. She raised her kids. She kind of is in this grey, forgotten area. Mm. And she actually genuinely would love that money. Yeah. And she will use it for the intended purpose.
So I just look
at my experiences with my family, and it's like, you know what? Mum will use that properly.
Yeah.
That'll help her heaps.
Yeah.
So there are lots of people out there that are on Newstart that this will help, you know, give them a bit more confidence as well.
Hmm, interesting.
Financial stability.
That's right, absolutely. Hey, next, switching gears a little bit, because a new personality test has been released, except it's for your sexual personality. So I thought, look, this is the perfect sort of thing to do before 7 o'clock on an FM radio show. Let's get this on.
Very good. Doing it next, 6:46 with J. Maddie Creevo. Good morning. Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, 105.3 New FM with the Novos. J. Maddie Creevo, 6:54 this morning. Creevo, we're talking the sex personality test. Let's talk about
Here we go. So this new one has just been released online, and I thought, well, this is perfect for this kind of show. Also, I thought, there's too many of the categories. I'll just pick three. Let's look at those, because they've kind of got cool names.
Let's hear them.
All right, the first is The Renegade. Now, this is if you're turned on by sex in unusual places and hate routine. Now, on this very show, we have talked about, you know, doing it outside and stuff like that. So some people are into that. They say the way to boost your sex life is try taking a moment before acting when it comes to sex and consider the long-term outcome. Basically, don't get caught outside. You may end up with, you know, a police caution at a minimum.
Next time.
The adventurer. You enjoy sex with your partner but would feel nervous about casual stuff. The way to boost it: realize you are prone to boredom in a long-term relationship and try spicing things up with role play or self-pleasure toys.
Is it weird for you guys being in long-term relationships?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does dry up a little bit, doesn't it?
No, absolutely not.
I
think fairly consistent over the time. Yeah.
Okay.
What is
like how many times a week?
Like five. Down.
Five times a week?
For me, it depends. Like, just, I don't know. You go through different, like, phases and stuff, but it's all part of the roller coaster ride, if you will. Okay. So you were in a long-term relationship before. Was it 5 years?
Yeah. Very good at the start, then dried up, like, no tomorrow towards the end.
Was that a big
Like, maybe once every 3 weeks?
That's not enough, is it?
Not really, no.
Was that a part of the breakdown of the relationship, do you think?
I think so.
For both of you?
Cheated on me and I just couldn't get over that when we got back together.
That's a bigger part of it.
I was like, you know what? Not doing it with you, mate.
Do you reckon part of the reason he cheated was because of that, or...?
Nah, he's just a...
Just a dog.
Just an SL something else. Something.
Okay. A sleuth. I think you've worked with
a sloth. Exactly.
You like to laze around. The last one, and this is one that I don't relate to, but interesting nonetheless.
Yeah.
The Sovereign. You like power play in the bedroom. As long as you're in charge, you'll find it hard to let go and give in to your feelings. And they say the way to boost your sex life is consider letting your partner take the lead and focus on receiving for a change. Very interesting to me.
I don't know why, but I just like immediately thought of Jackson when you said that one.
Really?
The Sovereign.
The Sovereign.
How interesting. Maybe.
Well, the Sovereign's a selfish lover, right?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
I don't think we're going to get a better laugh to get out on than that.
No, absolutely not. Coming up after 7 o'clock, don't forget every caller that gets on air from now on in until the end of the show will score themselves a double pass to head along to the Knights this weekend, taking on the Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium. Next, though, 13:10:09, What was your hustle as a kid, Crevo?
Yeah, this is after a kid in the UK has been sent home from school after he was caught selling hand sanitizer by the squirt.
I love this. I love this. All right, taking your calls next. 13 10 09. What was your hustle as a kid? Doing it next.
Right across Newcastle.
And the sovereign's a selfish lover, right?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one. So, just got an email through with an invitation to Blanc de Blanc, or Blanc de Blanc, which is awesome. I've been there. It's at the Spiegel tent. It's always great. You know, you and a guest for the opening night. I was like, awesome, cool. The address to, though, was Dear Crevo Novo. To make my name sound even more Russian.
You know what
than
I love about this? You just can't win in life when it comes to your name.
Yeah, I know, but whatever. I just like to see the fun side in it.
Do you know what? We almost need a list tally board or something on the whiteboard here.
Hey, then
and write
I'd be
all
winning.
The different reiterations of your name.
It's amazing. I love it.
My all-time favourite is still Creepo.
Yeah, well, I try not to get that one around too much because, you know, bad for the old reputation.
Hey, Creepo, how are you, brother?
Definitely not.
13 10 09 next, Crevo. We're talking your hustle as a kid.
Yeah, this kid over in England has been caught by his school selling hand sanitizer for $1 per squirt, which, of course, in the midst of coronavirus, he's making an absolute fortune off, got sent home by his school.
Smart kid.
I'd say so.
There's a whole hand sanitizer trade happening at the moment, isn't there?
There certainly is. I mean, you know, people are taking it from places of work, from hospitals, everywhere.
Yesterday, Jackson told us one of the all-time great stories about his kid hustle.
Yes.
We'll get into it next.
It's unbelievable. We're all gobsmacked in here yesterday.
Possibly the best story on the show today.
I'd say so.
Yeah, coming up soon.
Today.
105.3
right
UFM. Vance Joy Riptide. Good morning, Newcastle. Vance Joy Riptide. Beautiful, sunny start to your day this morning. Newcastle tops of 26 degrees today at Mayfield. This is 105.3 UFM. Crevo.
Kid caught in the UK selling hand sanitizer by the squirt. $1 per squirt at his school. Of course, sent home by the principal. In trouble. They don't like it when kids start businesses at school.
From experience, you were a serial kid hustler, right? Tell us what you used to do yourself.
Oh, God. So the first one I did was probably I went down to the beach as a very young kid, like 5, 6 years old, collected like little crystal rocks that I've found on the beach, sold them off, got in trouble for that.
What were you selling
that.
Those for?
Oh, like $2-3 each. So I brought I got a little cup of them and I probably made $30
Who was your clientele?
Oh, kids my
age.
I
know, but like how would you sell it to them?
Oh, look at this beautiful piece of this beautiful little rock. Like it's awesome. Give us your pocket money.
Jackson, you told us a story yesterday and I've got to say, wow.
Yeah, the minds of a 7 or 8 year old, right? Me and my friend used to team up of a weekend and I used to sit in a tree. We used to fill a super soaker water gun with like a white paint type consistency. It was like flour mixed with water and we'd shoot it on car windscreens as they drove past and then he'd be at the end of the road with a $1 for a windscreen wash and a squidgy.
Amazing.
But the police gave us a serious talking to.
Oh, God. So many.
How long did it last for before you got the knock on the door?
It was a good couple of weeks. Good couple of weeks. But, yeah, I was called out of the tree by a nice officer.
Get down from there.
How amazing.
Great hustle. Absolutely love it.
All right, let's go to the phones. Robbie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, my love. How are you?
Oh, we are doing good. Was it you that was hustling as a kid, Robbie, or someone you know?
No, it was my son.
Your son? Tell us more.
Well, I used to make him sushi, smoked salmon sushi for recess, like little rolls. And one afternoon, I think it was on the third time, he came home that afternoon and said, Mum, can you make me about 12? I said, for Christ's sake, Lachlan, you can't eat 12 at recess. He said, No, I'm selling them for $4 each.
Jeez, that's more expensive than sushi train.
Bloody oath. And I said, hang on, mate, but it's me that's buying the smoked freaking salmon.
Wow. He's like, not my problem. Just give us the cash.
Yeah, he said, oh, well, you're making them.
$4 each. So what he was doing, Robbie, is selling off his sushi and going to the canteen and buying chicken burgers and the like, chocolates.
Yeah, 100%.
What a little legend. Love that.
Brilliant.
Double pass to the Knights and Warriors. All yours, Robbie. Thank you very much. What's the goss up next with you, Jackson? Tom Hanks situation. Not good, is it?
Yeah, we're going to give you a bit of a rundown about what's happening. His son has spoken out on Instagram. I'll play you that audio. A bit of audio, too, of just celebrities losing their mind over coronavirus.
I love this. Okay, 7:14. What's the goss? Minutes away at New FM. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Yeah, got those Friday vibes here at 105.3 New FM. It's 7:21 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo are currently sitting on 16 degrees at Waratah, 11 at Cessnock. Right now it's time for What's the Goss?
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the Goss?
Producer Jackson, coronavirus madness.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrities are losing their shiz.
They are losing their minds. Let's do a coronavirus update. Tom Hanks, the first celebrity to fall, and he's done it in Australia. So he's gone on Instagram and he said he and his wife, Rita Wilson, have been diagnosed. Not too many symptoms for them. He said it was just like chills, fever, a little bit of tiredness. So they thought it was just jet lag, but they did the right thing. They got tested. And of course, now they're just in isolation in Australia. I've got to say, isolation for Tom Hanks, it's going to be very different to the normal person.
He's on the Goldie, I think.
Yes. I think his wife is in Sydney because she played the Sydney Opera House. Because she's a singer, yeah. So I think they're getting in contact with all of them people. But this has thrown Channel 9 into a bit of a downward spiral because all of their big stars have obviously interviewed Rita Wilson on air. So their morning shows, they're in isolation. David Campbell. I think Tracy Grimshaw didn't even do A Current Affair.
Yeah, that is true. That is very true. That Willoughby headquarters would be in meltdown at the moment.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what?
God, they love a boomgate there.
Don't they just? Funny, with Tom Hanks, I saw on Instagram last night, someone has sent him a volleyball, a Wilson, the keeping company. Very good.
There's a lot of great news. His son's actually got on Instagram Live and had this to say about the situation.
I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously.
So they seem pretty chill. But one thing that I found interesting about this is all the Simpsons fans are going wild. Do you know how they try and link the Simpsons to everything that happens in the world? Where they're like, oh, the Simpsons predicted it.
Yep.
Tell me if you think that this is a prediction, because I think it's a far stretch, but Simpsons fans are saying, well, they've done it again.
The U.S. government has lost its credibility, so it's borrowing some of mine. This is Tom Hanks saying, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
That's called a stretch, my friend. You're absolutely
big stretch. When it says Tom Hanks, leave me be, though, it's interesting because I've been seeing all the fan photos that he's been taking with people in Australia. This guy's a man of the people.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind.
Out and about. He loves a good selfie.
I'm just going to put a little conspiracy theory I read online out there yesterday, right? This was doing the rounds of my Facebook feed. Apparently, right, Donald Trump did his coronavirus address to the nation at 9/11. Tom Hanks.
Oh, get out.
Tom Hanks. I'm not saying I believe it, Crevo. Let me speak.
Okay.
9/11, Tom Hanks posted... This is US time.
Yeah.
That he had coronavirus.
That's a further stretch than The Simpsons, man.
This is all a big reality show, and we are the actors
100%.
That's
just where we work.
Which time zone was it? I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, true.
You could all work around that.
I'm not about the details, Hamish.
You know that.
Who do you think the next celeb will be to fall? Because they're all freaking out right now.
I reckon Trump's going to get it.
Yeah, well... I think you might be right.
Because he's been hanging with that, who was it that he was hanging with that got it? One of the ministers from another country. I can't remember
now. Yeah, just say minister.
Could you imagine the isolation tweeting for 2 weeks from the president of the United States? Someone who's taking great caution is Cardi B. Do you want to hear a bit of a meltdown that she had over the coronavirus?
I love Cardi B.
Fingers crossed I've censored this correctly. Let's dive into it.
Is this coronavirus gonna be like a couple of weeks type of or it's gonna be a couple of months type of? Let me know so I can start motherfucking racking up on foods and Montclair's so a can move to motherfucking Antarctica.
God, she's a loose woman.
Doing that all while squirting tons of hand sanitizer on and rubbing her hands together.
That's my kind of woman.
I actually love Cardi B. It's she's weird, but she's such an interesting person, I find.
Like, just a real loose unit, and I like it.
People do weird things in isolation. Not that she's in isolation. She's just like that all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that just Cardi B?
You know who does has been isolation tweeting or social media posting? Jade.
Yeah,
she's been sick at home all week. The crap I've seen on her feed this week, it's like, yeah, what are you doing?
Are you not inspired, Maddie, by all the inspirational quotes?
No.
I've actually got a voice message from Jade, if you want to hear it.
Of course we do, yeah.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Thanks, Jade.
Poor Jade. She's done the right thing. She's stayed at home.
Absolutely.
She's stayed at home. She's followed the advice. She's not well. She's stayed at home.
Do you know what? I'm going to share the inspirational quote we got today.
All right, here we go.
Oh, well, this wasn't to us. It was on her Insta story.
Get inspired.
Never regret being a good person to the wrong people. Your behaviour says everything about you, and their behaviour says enough about them. Now, that was last night at, like, midnight.
Jeez. What I will say, though, is Hamish has got it right in a way. I don't want to get sick. If she's sick, I'm happy to be not sick.
Do you think she's been tested for coronavirus? I have a feeling she hasn't.
You reckon?
I'm going to bet no.
Interesting.
Well, imagine if she comes back to work and she makes us all sick. I'll be filthy.
Oh, please, no. I don't think I can do 2 weeks of isolation.
I don't think so. At least we can all hang out together, though, if we all, you know, get it at the same time.
It's true.
Let's not have that happen, please.
Hey, Hamish, news time next. What's on the way?
Well, yeah, more coronavirus stuff. But it looks like the Melbourne Formula One Grand Prix this weekend may actually be cancelled. But we're still to get official word from the Formula One. Yeah, that'll be a massive thing. Everyone's down there.
That's a lot of cash involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the F1, they are big fans of the old cashola. Also, too, rumours that the government's considering a travel ban to Europe following Donald Trump's footsteps. It might not be true, but we'll find out more.
Jade's going to Malta, just saying.
True. Hey, age, sex, location is next. If you'd like your chance at $1,000 instantly, this is better than the stimulus package. All you need to be is a 25-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area. If that's you, 131009, call the show now.
I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. I'm feeling it in my water today because both cash balls yesterday were one number off the selected number.
That's right. Also, every caller on air from now to the end of the show is scoring a free double to this weekend's game, Knights v Warriors.
Very good. Doing it after the news, 728. Good morning, UE.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
You ever have to get the
3, 2, 1.
Woo! That is called padding, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Jeez, there's a slightly longer weather report there.
Yes.
Morning of cutting it fine. I went to get the coffees from outside.
Yeah.
I made it with seconds to spare.
Shout out to Happy Mobile Cafe.
Yeah,
they
thanks,
are our
boys.
Good friends. They always make us the free coffees and they're awesome.
HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Any event that you're doing.
Yeah, exactly right.
Treat your employees.
Yeah, they deserve it. They deserve something good. They deserve good coffee.
Age, sex, location. Right now we have $1,000 Friday cash to give away. We are looking for
a 25-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area. If that's you, 131009 to join the show. Plus, everyone that gets on the show today gets a double to this weekend's game, the Knights v Warriors.
Very
awesome.
Exciting. Doing it next. The lines are open, 131009 right now. Sam Felt, Post Malone, 105.3 New FM. Happy Friday, Newcastle.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well. De Novo's.
Age.
It's your birthday. Sex. location.
Prevo, we've got some cash money here that we want to give away.
No, it's time. It's time.
I'm sick of getting one number off as
well. I know. Let's not have that again, please.
This morning on 13 10 09, we are looking for a 25-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area. All you've got to do, get through to the show. Obviously, give us your lucky number. We spin the cash balls. If it comes out, you get the money. And today, very special day, because every caller that gets to air will score themselves a double to this weekend's Knights v Warriors. Crevo?
That's right. And we've got Bryce. How are you, man?
Brycey.
I'm good.
How are you, mate?
I'm good.
Excellent. Now, you're out at Soldiers Point. That is a nice part of the world. It's quite a shallow beach, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you are you into the, you know, swimming or stand up paddle boarding?
Most people are.
What are you? What's your water sport of choice? Are you a fisherman?
I'd be a fisherman if I had to choose it.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
God, it is beautiful out at Soldiers Point.
Soldiers Point is awesome. Yeah, it's very nice.
What's your situation, Bryce? You live with your girlfriend, your parents?
With my wife.
With your wife and kids. 25. Yeah. You know what? I'm turning 30 this month, Bryce, and I'm like, you know what? I can't even imagine that. So props to you.
Yeah, you got it all sorted out, and you live by the beach. You're living your best life.
Yeah, all right. $1,000 would come in handy, mate. What's your lucky number?
17.
17.
All right, Crevo.
Let's do this.
Let's cross our fingers for Bryce.
Here we go.
Spin those cash balls. Looking for number 17 for Bryce from Soldiers Point. Okay. Here we go. Now, 17, Bryce. Why?
Well, what I was born on, so 17th of May.
Great. I have my fingers crossed for you, man. I want you to win this. 29.
Oh.
Damn it.
Sorry, Bryce. Thanks.
Hey, you don't go away empty-handed, though. You've got yourself a double to this weekend's Knights v Warriors game.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. Enjoy the game. All thanks to Carter Select Cars ASL, back before 9 o'clock this morning. Going to do a round of Love It or Loathe It next. Get Crevo and producer Jackson's thoughts on the daily topics minutes away.
The Novos. New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yep, it's that time of day. We're getting Crevo and producer Jackson's thoughts on the daily topics. Get off that fence. It's uncomfortable. Mm. No fence sitting allowed here. Today's topic, number one, three-quarter pants.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Wait, you said loathe it, Crevo. Yeah. Jackson, you said love it.
I love it, yeah.
Yuck!
Why?
Three-quarter pants.
Have you not seen me rock them?
Jackson wears them a fair bit.
I wear them all the time.
Different.
And he's very fashionable, Jackson is. You should, if it's who's better in fashion, me or Jackson, there's no competition. If Jackson's a very fashionable man.
When I say three-quarter pants, I'm like talking the Colorado style three-quarter
that's
pants.
Different.
Like the cargo three-quarter pants.
Who's wearing them?
I would wear them. I would make them fashionable. If you're going to come at me, Maddie, put the shoulder in hard because you're going to have to be tough, mate.
Jackson, they are ugly. They are ugly.
I'm going to wear them to your birthday party.
Well, you do you, but I'm telling you right now, three-quarter pants, they belong with strap-up sandals and...
Like your Birkenstock style, you mean?
No, the Kmart, you know, the black, the strap-on ones with the strap that comes around the back and over the front.
Yeah, I know the one.
The big W strap, no good. Reason being, right, my friend has started wearing them and I think they are the most ugliest, horrible piece of clothing I've ever laid eyes on.
It's UV Jackson, I'm just saying. The man knows his fashion.
As if you own... ugly cargo three-quarter pants, Jackson. You surely don't.
I think I actually do. I actually think I do.
You know what? You lose a uncle that's like 55 wearing it on the weekend down to the sailing club. That's who's wearing those pants.
I'm my nephew's and niece's favourite uncle. I'll say that because my brothers shouldn't. So I don't care what you say. Dis fashion, whatever. But you know what? I'm going to outshine you on your birthday. in my three-quarter cargos.
Oh, I can't wait for it.
How horrible.
When you wear the three-quarters, I've noticed this, Jackson, you go sockless as well.
I do go sockless. I like the sockless look. I've got very skinny ankles, but you know what? I rock it. And I always get compliments about the pants that I wear that are three-quarters, Matthew. So wash your mouth out with some hot sauce, mate.
You know what? Listen. Don't abuse me. All I'm saying is the three-quarter pants you wear aren't bad. I'm talking the really long cargo ones with the really wide leg that you'd get from Best and Less or Big W. Now, you've never struck me as someone that's gone to Big W, Jackson.
Look, if there's a bargain on plain T-shirts, I will go there.
Are you wearing the three-quarter pants, Hamish?
No. Do I look like a three-quarter pants?
Hamish is a long pants and R.M. Williams man.
Yeah. No, I have no fashion sense whatsoever. Apart from the R.M. Williams, of course. Very sturdy, practical bit of footwear, that.
Very good. Men's fashion theme today. Sandals.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I'm going to say loathed as well. I don't like sandals.
I love the Jerusalem look. I'm all for sandals. I love them. I love them. I love them.
Do you? So you do own like the desert style ones? Like
Yep. And I will often rock socks with sandals as well, with shorts. Great look. Very stylish.
There.
You know what though, Jackson, you can pull it off. You've it's true. Got there's something about your fashion sense that everyone just goes.
Look at everyone up. Look at everyone up Jackson's backside at the moment. Jackson. Socks and sandals. Are you kidding me?
Do you know what it is? They've identified the supreme within the team. They're sticking with me. I'm just ultra cool, Matthew. Don't be jealous.
First one to say you're ultra cool, Jackson, but socks and sandals are not okay.
I don't think anyone's... When was the last time you wore socks and sandals?
Literally, I wear them most nights. Like, the person at the end of my road that runs that service station has seen me in some states, often with socks and sandals, but do you know what? I'm rocking them, and I think they look good. And do you know what? If you're a man out there and you've wanted to make that purchase on ASOS or Wish or whatever, get the sandals, mate. Stop putting it off. Live your best life. Get like the Jerusalem.
I'd like to retract my statement that I have no fashion sense, because even I know that socks and sandals. Sorry, Jackson, mate. Nah, not with you on that one.
They're only a step up from Crocs, aren't they?
Well, I also wear Crocs. Don't. Post Malone's got Croc lines.
I feel like you've turned into Jay Jackson today.
No. I haven't.
With the Crocs? What?
Post Malone's doing it. It's fun.
I do like Post Malone.
He's also gone off the rails.
Well, that too.
We're millennials. We're allowed to at least once in our lives.
Yeah, that is so true.
Just part of it. Part
more
of
than once. More than once. It's like the little five scoreboards, you know?
Yeah.
Across.
Tally board.
Very good. Thank you, Jackson. Still love you.
Good fashion chat today.
Thanks, mate. You're a good friend.
Yeah, thanks. He's off me. Hey, up next, after 8 o'clock this morning, very exciting. Mm. So we have our podcast, right? The Novos podcast, available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Or wherever you get them, really.
Yeah, it's been going for a while now. Mm. And yesterday we had a look at the back end of the website, which shows us the analytics of who's listening, where they're listening. Very surprising, because Crevo.
Yeah.
Several countries, not just Australia, not just Newcastle.
No.
This show is going worldwide at the moment.
That's right. from London to Oman, Singapore. And then we've noticed there's a bit of a spike in listeners from Russia.
This shocked me.
We're like, what is going on?
Who is sitting there in Russia listening to our show, our little show here in Newcastle?
So there's this little city in Russia called Tolyatti, which keeps coming up as a place that is listening to our podcast.
We worked out the numbers. Mm. There's maybe like 5 or 6 people in this city
that are listening. And we're like, what the hell?
How do they find it?
Is going on.
Of all the shows to stumble across, they've stumbled across our show.
Our little show here in Newcastle. So what we thought we'd do is... let's ring up Tolyatti, Russia, and have a chat to some people and try and find out why they're listening to our show over there.
So, we've got the Google Translate ready.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there may be a language barrier here.
Well, 100%, because we don't speak Russian, and that's what they speak in Russia.
All right. We're going to do it next after the news. Hamish, what's coming up?
Yeah, I feel like a harbinger of doom at the moment talking about coronavirus, but this is getting pretty serious. At Wall Street, biggest single day drop since the 1987 stock market crash. Also, too, anticipating 1.5 million people in New South Wales to catch it. We'll have more details coming up.
Thanks, Hamish. Thanks for that positive news.
Yeah, bring it right down there.
Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
Is this coronavirus gonna be like a couple of weeks type of let me know so a could move to motherfucking Antarctica.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, Maddie, I am so excited for this. Next, we go over to Russia. We're literally going to call up Russia because this small town over there, this city...
Tolyatti.
...has been listening to the Novos podcast.
Available now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Just search the Novos. Obviously, they're doing it over in Russia because in the back-end analytics, we can see that they're listening and we're like, who is this?
This blew my mind because we had a look yesterday. So many countries listen to us, from the US to the UK to Russia to Singapore, Oman.
It's all happening and we're like, what's going on? So, as a little experiment, we thought, let's call up Tolyatti,
see
Russia.
See if they know us.
Exactly. Cause
what are your bets?
Well, we don't speak Russian, but Google Translate, you can have a full conversation. Like, you just type it in and then it speaks it out for you in Russian.
Mm.
So we thought, let's use that. Let's have a chat to Russia and find out why they're listening to us.
All right, doing it. Minutes away. Right now, though, One Republic, Counting Stars at New FM. Good morning. It's a Feel Good Friday, live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM. Sunny today, 26, right across the Hunter. The Novos are going worldwide, baby.
I'm not supposed to be famous.
I'm not either, for sure.
Yeah.
I am. Mr.
Worldwide. We are so far away from home right now.
The Novos on New FM. Have you heard of that?
Sorry, I don't understand what you want. What is, sorry?
What is your name?
Name?
Yes.
Angelina.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please make sure you have the correct area code.
That's right. And what we're doing here is trying to find out why in Tolyatti, Russia, they keep listening to the Novos podcast over there.
It has to be an expat. I'd love to think that it's an actual local.
Wow, it's possible.
Who knows?
But the reason we got into this is because at the back end of our podcasting website, we can see where people are listening. And there's a small spike in listeners in Tolyatti.
About five or six.
On the daily, listeners in Tolyatti, Russia. So we're like, what's going on here? Let's call up someone in that city and find out what's going on. Now, due to the time difference, it was a bit hard finding, you know, people that would take our call at like 1 o'clock in the morning there. But we did manage to track down a Vega Conference Center, which is sort of like a hotel conference type place. We thought, you know what? They might have like a radio on in the lobby or, you know, be able to listen 100%. To Spotify.
Also, just sorry in advance to our boss for the cost of the calls that we made to Russia yesterday.
Hey, you know, it's all for the show.
Hey, if you got international calling activated, you're obviously, you know, expecting some international calls.
That's
shall we
right.
play the audio?
Let's do it.
All right, going over to Tolyatti, Russia right now. Hello?
Hello, do you speak English?
Yes.
Yes. Hello. My name is Maddie, and this is Crevo. We are calling from Australia. How are you?
Sorry. Repeat, please.
Yeah, we're calling from Australia.
Okay. What do you want?
We are just wondering. We have a radio show
here in Australia
on the radio. What we are just wondering is, we've noticed that our podcast on Spotify and Apple Music has listeners in Tolyatti. So we just wondered if you have ever heard of us.
The Novos on New FM. Have you heard of that?
Sorry, I don't understand what you want.
Hang on, we'll just get Google Translate. Hold on.
У вас есть радиостанция?
А, yes.
We have radio station.
Мы из радио шоу в Австралии.
We are from radio show in Australia.
Okay, okay.
Have you heard of our show?
Вы слышали о нашем шоу?
No.
We are called the Novos.
Мы называемся Novos.
Sorry, I don't know your program, your show.
Will you listen to our show?
Вы будете слушать наше шоу.
It's question or what?
Yes, question.
I think that it's not my... I think it's... I don't know what to say you because I think it's not my...
Okay, what is your name?
What is... sorry?
What is your name?
Name?
Your
yes.
Angelina.
Как вас зовут?
Angelina.
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 Yes.
Very good. How old are you?
19.
So quite young. Mm-hmm. We are after some young listeners.
Мне звонят с какой-то радиостанции из Австралии. Я не знаю, что от меня хотят.
Что ваш любимый тип музыки?
What is your favorite type of music?
Pop.
Pop? Who's your favorite yes. artist, singer?
Favorite singer? Ну, for example...
Кто ваш любимый?
For example, Lady Gaga.
Oh, yes! Yeah, one sec. Do you like her new song?
Вам нравится ее новая песня?
What's the song?
Stupid Love.
Глупая любовь.
Yes.
Very good. One more question. One more question.
Sorry, you called in Hotel Vega and I walk now. Sorry, I don't ask in your question because I have a guest who needs registration.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm now. Sorry.
Bye-bye, Angelina. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Angelina.
Bye. Have bye-bye. A nice day.
You bye-bye. Too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, there's one person that it's not. So there's only 720,000 people in Toyati. Anyway. We just got to call them all until we find out who it is.
We need to broaden out our content to appeal to Angelina and her co-workers.
I know, and we've got to play more Lady Gaga by the sounds of it.
Who knew that Lady Gaga was a thing in Toyati, Russia?
Mate, she's massive all over the world, I hear.
I had no idea they were allowed to have their own opinions on music to listen to.
The search continues for who is listening to the Novos in other countries. We're going to, like, keep going with this.
Next week, what country should we go to next week? I reckon we try Oman over
in
the Middle
East. I think that's interesting. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Go on there next Friday. You with the Novos up next. The song challenge. We all bring a song to the table. Of course, Jade is away sick this week. So producer Jackson is stepping in. His chance to get another star on the board. The tally board, gold star tally, which we win if we win the song challenge. Four apiece, you and I, Crevo. Jade on one, which was a pity star. Jackson, legitimate win on one star. Hamish, yet to have an opportunity to play the song challenge. You can
also
do the next fill-in one, Hamish.
Also, we'll doesn't seem too fast.
Thank you for clarifying that. I mean, the reason I have a star is, well, I haven't really had much of a...
Do you know what? Hamish has won once... And but I think he played once.
100% win rate.
Yeah, I might stick with that, actually.
Good plan, good plan.
All right, the Novo Song Challenge, minutes away, 8:17. Good morning, Yui. Maroon 5, Memories, 26 degrees right across the Hunter today. Sunny, beautiful Friday for your feel-good Friday here at New FM. You with the Novos right now. It's time for the song challenge. We all bring our song to the table. You vote Newcastle, play the winner in full after the news. And, of course, the winner here on the team, whoever walks away with the win today, will get a gold star for our tally board like we're 10.
Well, it's everything that, you know, you want in a win.
That's right. Now, obviously, Jade's piked out this week and she isn't here. So replacing her is, of course, producer Jackson.
Hello. Yo,
now,
hello.
You're feeling confident. Last time you did play the song challenge, you did walk away with a win.
Yeah.
It was pretty much a clean sweep. So I feel like I am very confident today, but I'm not sure that it's warranted. I don't know if people are going to pick my song or not. But,
as you're the guest, we're going to let you go last because generally speaking, okay. Best spot. I'm going to go first today.
All right.
Actually,
you'll
right?
Be going,
I'm going to be, you know, I'm happy to share the love. So my song today, Love This Guy, Bazzy. Beautiful.
Yeah, I do love it.
It's a good song right here.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful lady. Love your imperfections.
song.
Yeah.
Good vibes.
Very chilled.
Very relaxed.
A bit risky for song challenge.
No, I don't think so. Love it. Okay, that's my like choice. Bazzy, beautiful. Maddie, okay. 131009.
Yeah, vote him if you want, but this is the song that you want. So this is a group called Vavo. It's two guys, been around about 5 years. One is from England, the other from Canada, but being the modern age, they can work through that distance, not a problem. This song is called Day and Night. Sort of got Medusa vibes. Have a listen to this. No, no. Day and night.
I can't get you off of my mind. You're right. It does have Medusa vibes.
For your Friday, you want this.
It's not too over the top either.
No.
It's like easy to listen to dance music. Very good.
Cracking
song.
I'm
into it. All right, Jackson, your turn.
So my selling point is basically listeners would want to hang out with me over you two. So if you want to get the full experience, this is the kind of stuff we're going to be listening to.
Oh,
Black Bear, Hot Girl, Bummer, Anthem.
I was actually listening to this song the other day.
Yes. Yeah.
Great song.
Good the
song.
Problem is, right, with that version that you've got, Jackson.
Oh, it's no swear words.
No swear words, but the swearing makes the actual song.
Our listeners are imaginative.
They can imagine. You know what? Between mine and Jackson, I'd be happy with either. Yours is a bit too slow for me on a Friday.
You know what? I'm going to hedge my bets on Jackson because I want to hear that song.
I
just
do love
forget
it.
About Bazzy. It's
but
okay.
The new song, Day and Night. Get that on.
All right. Full song in full after the news. 131009. Vote now.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
Three, two, one.
Hey, if you're looking for a bargain this weekend, you can catch New FM tomorrow between 10 and 2 at Harvey Norman Katara Electrical and Computers at Katara Home for their secret sale.
Shh, Maddie, be quiet.
Shh. Yeah, this weekend it is so top secret. The deals are so hot, we can't mention them on radio.
Are you joking me?
Yet. Deals on electrical, home appliances and computers. Katara Home. Get down to Newey's newest Harveys.
That's right. Secret deals.
Excellent. The song challenge. I believe we have a tire situation, producer Jackson.
Yeah, this has been a little bit of an unprecedented event. Me and Crevo are tying on 43% each.
Okay. Let's play your songs again.
Yeah.
You go first, Jackson.
Forget.
Hot Girl Bummer.
Good song.
I'm really into this.
Non-swearing version, though. Not quite as good. Just saying.
All right. Crevo, your
brand
artist
new
again?
Song, Vavo, Day and Night. Get this turned up.
No, no. Day and night. I can't get you on
a banger.
Poor old Bazzy. How much did he get?
Well, 7%. Oh, that sounds
terrible. Okay. We need a tiebreaker. 131009. The very last double pass to the Knights and Warriors game this weekend. Give us a ring right now. We're going to take your call live on air. We've got one. Here we go. New FM. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, it's Carla.
Carla, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, very good. Where are you from?
Argentina.
Very good.
RG represent.
Tell us. Song you want to hear. Hot Girl Bummer or Crevo's?
Day and Night.
I'm going to go Crevo, Day and Night.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Right down to the wire. You just scored yourself a double pass to the Knights Warriors. Thank you for calling. Well, there we go.
God, it was tense. I thought I wasn't going to get over the line there.
You know what? I'm happy to relinquish the crown. It is a good song, Crevo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Crevo, your song is right here. It's introduce it.
All right. It's Vavo, Day and Night, brand new from these guys, released just this week.
Okay. 105.3 New FM is 8:38. Good morning, Yui. 105.3 New FM, Crevo, the winner of the song challenge. Give it another plug there. What's the song called if you want to listen to that on Spotify today?
The artist is Vavo. The song is Day and Night. Absolute massive fan of it. A guy from England, a guy from Canada. They work across oceans to make that goal.
Breaking barriers. So, thought we'd do something really cool. Next week, we've been working on a little project, right? And it's to do with getting Nova Castrians into work. Yeah, so you know what? There was a guy, right, that we helped out not too long ago. We found him on the side of the road with a sign looking for work. We got him into the studio. We matched him up, Owen, with an employer. Since we got him that job or helped him get that job, he's loved it. It's become a passion of his.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I'm so happy for him. It's really good. So what we thought we'd do, you know what? There's not a great deal happening with the economy at the moment. It's not great. You know, there are a lot of people worried that they might lose their job. So we're on a bit of a mission. We want to try and get as many Novocastrians that are currently unemployed into work as possible, matching up unemployed people with employers who are looking for workers, essentially, at the moment.
Exactly right. I mean, even if we just get one or a few people into jobs, that changes someone's whole life. Like, having gainful employment and a career is one of the best things you can give a person.
I know how hard it can be when you're applying for jobs, you're looking left, right, and center, and you're just not getting calls back. It can be so dehumanizing to some people, and a lot of people take it very personally. A lot of the time, it's just employees are very specific about what they're looking for.
That's right.
But we want to sort of break down those barriers, and we've got a really great platform here.
That's
on the radio, where we have the unique position of having people looking for work and people employing listening to the same thing.
That's right.
So it's almost going around the short way, in a way, to match these people up. So what we're going to do, I'm going to put a little meme up on Facebook after the show today. Have a look. If you're looking for work, or if you are an employer that's looking for workers, please get in touch, whether you comment on the meme or you DM us on the New FM Facebook page. Next week on the show, we're going to make it our mission to match up as many people with work as possible.
Yeah, and try and help our fellow Novocastrians, people around this region, to really, like I said, it can change someone's life to give them a meaningful job, meaningful employment. So we're going to try and, you know, hook some people up and meet some of our people around the region who are on the search.
Yeah, and do you know what? It can be really hard for, like, my mum, for example. I've used her once before as an example on the show today, looking for work for many years. She's skilled in some areas, very bad on computers. She's nothing. It's not something that she's really picked up or learnt in her life. So that makes it really hard for her. So it makes it difficult when she's writing resumes and, you know, printing them out. And she relies on other people to do this. And it's very, very debilitating for her. It breaks her confidence. So this is cutting out the whole CV situation. And
now, sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Yeah, we have $1,000 to give away. What a way to end the show this week. It's been a fantastic week giving away $1,000
cold
hard
cash.
Who needs ScoMo's stimulus? We've got our stimulus, Novo stimulus, and it's more. All right, let's go to the phones. This morning we are looking for a 19-year-old female from the Maitland Council area.
No, Lake Macquarie,
Lake
Maddie.
Mac. Sorry, there
Good
you
listening.
Go. There you go. You should be a teacher. You would make a good teacher.
And you know what? You'd be a good student, Maddie.
With your little underhanded insults, go shove it, mate. Jess from Valentine, good morning. Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Hey. How's your Friday, doll?
It's all right. I'm actually on my way to uni at the moment.
Oh, nice good one. Stuff. What are you studying?
Bachelor of Psychological Science.
Wow, there you go.
I bet you do a lot of unpacking with this show.
Well, I listen to you every day when I'm on my way to uni.
Nice. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks, doll. Yeah, look, you know, we're complicated people. Maybe not so much, actually.
Yeah, you've probably got us all figured out.
I'm plodding my way along. I'm getting there.
Oh, good.
Good on you, Jess.
Let's do it, Jess. We want to give you $1,000 cash money. We need a lucky number between 1 and 30. Ofia, what have you got?
17.
Number 17. Okay, Crevo, spin those cash balls.
Here we go. Oh, imagine getting a grand as a uni student. Very handy.
What are you doing with a grand, Jess?
Oh, honestly, it would probably just go into savings at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
Not, you're not even one night out?
I'm not really a partier.
Oh, okay. ScoMo doesn't want to hear you putting the savings away, Jess. He wants you to spend that dough.
All right, here we go. Balls come down the chute. I got my fingers crossed for you, Jess.
Thank you.
26. Oh, sorry.
Hey, Jess, you scored yourself some Knights v Warriors tickets, though, this weekend, okay?
Thank you.
No worries. You're thanks for welcome. Calling. Thanks for listening as well. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
That's a wrap.
Go. Friday. Tomorrow, Cinema Under the Stars, King Edward Park from 5:30 tomorrow. Toy Story 4, I'll be hosting that one.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. Like, if you came for, you know, a little movie night, it's free. Just go along, hang out with Maddie. Awesome.
Pack a picnic dinner, your favourite movie snacks, get a little rug situation happening. It's always a fun time.
They always do the free popcorn as well, so you're sorted.
Absolutely. Thank you to Newcastle Permanent for that. Producer Jackson, 105 commercial free, my friend.
For your feel-good Friday. Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban in there.
Do you reckon that these two have slept with one another?
No.
I get the vibe that they have.
Do you? I don't think Nicole Kidman would allow this song to go ahead if they had.
Even for the cash?
No, she doesn't need the cash.
Oh, that's true.
She needs her man in line, that's all.
Carrie's a massive churchy, actually.
She
ain't cheating.
Yeah, didn't know that.
From Tulsa. Where's she from? Oklahoma. Carrie, there you go. Fun facts
with Marty Harrison. This is brand new stuff from James Blunt.
Very different for him.
Yeah, do you know what's really funny? I watched an interview with him the other day and he's like, do you know what? I know people rag on me and they hate me, but do you know what? I'm a millionaire and I don't care. And I was like, yep, touche, my man. Touché.
You know what that sounds like? Just hearing that little grab, I get like a Guy Sebastian vibe off it. You know, like his new stuff?
Well, you just ruined it for me.
Do you know what? Very different for James Blunt, though. I think it's cool. Gone are the days when he was the most hated person on the face of the planet.
And Guy Sebastian, bye Sebastian. a PSA from Taylor Swift for everyone who's stockpiling toilet paper. Calm down. yes. You need to. Taylor Swift, I love this girl.
Yeah,
she's coming up as well.
When I watched that Miss Americana documentary on Netflix about her, I see her in a whole new light.
I'm still considering watching that.
It's good, Crevo. Okay. I know you're not usually into the...
Yeah, I finished Narcos sort of Mexico now.
Oh, maybe don't go straight to Taylor Swift after that.
Yeah, questions will be asked. Emmy, Crevo, why are you watching Taylor Swift?
Great question.
Do you need to tell me something? Have you been hanging out with Maddie for too long?
Well, maybe.
And Jackson. 105 commercial free. Thank you for all your work this week, Jackson. It's been fun.
Oh, you're welcome, boys.
Oh, very good.
Awesome.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
weekend
enjoy.
Off this weekend, unless Jade calls and makes me work again.
Well, she might be sick.
Do you think she'll be back Monday?
Who knows? Only
taking
time.
Bets.
Only time.
I'm
going to
say yes.
Yeah,
her social media presence is like
increasing.
Ramped up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She's obviously bored and nothing to do.
I'm bored.
Sick of seeing pictures of her dogs this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it.
The kings and queens of Broadmeadow, she calls
apparently.
Them. All right, it's Newcastle's on the Block. Bad free music. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye, Felicia.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.